Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, everybody. I hope you're shaking your tambourine here on the Dueling Tangent with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian. That over there is Luke. We are hanging out here in our respective locations. I'm in Waukesha.
And I'm in Madison.
And you're listening in Madison on 1580 AM as well as 92.7 FM, the Devil Radio. You can check them out on the Devil Radio app. You can also check out the Waukesha stream on that app. But Waukesha is... broadcast here on 540 AM as well as 101 FM, the Shaw.
Yeah, you're holding down the fort there in downtown, beautiful Waukesha.
Yep.
And you can join the show at 844-967-2789. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That's
Waukesha's
Brian.
Waukesha's
Yeah, we're Waukesha's It's fine. It's good.
It's good. It's good. Thanks for a little shout out, Stephen Colbert.
Yeah, pretty good. We'll be covering that later on today, but we're gonna go on a deep dive today.
We are. Let's call it a long form Wednesday.
Yeah. So you and I usually, share articles in between the day during the day. Hey, what for the show or whatever. And usually we come up with like three or four different topics, and we get to maybe like two or three of them during every show. Mm-hmm. But sometimes every now and then a piece comes up, and we're like, oh, we got. And we start reading more of it, and we're like, I want to get to this part. And then we realize that we're probably going to get through this the entire show. So
it might even take multiple shows. So maybe we might have to revisit it in future versions of Dueling Tangents as well. But
because it's relevant.
It is. It's relevant, and it's really well written, and it's a little long. So it's a long-form Wednesday that we're going to dive into here on Dueling Tangents. But we're taking your calls still and text 844-967-2789. But Brian... You stumbled across this, and you shared it with me, and I do really like this the piece, and it's found over at the Atlantic, which I think is a great kind of, it gives you some long-form reporting like this that is usually not necessarily something you can dive into in just an hour.
Yeah, one of my favorite articles all time was on Deep Dive on Newt Gingrich, done in the Atlantic, and I keep referencing that piece all the time. This one, ironically, I stumbled across while scrolling on Facebook.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, we're going to get into that a little bit with this piece. But,
yeah, because it's part of it, because the title is Why the Past 10 Years of American Life Have Been Uniquely Stupid.
And Brian, when you first sent it to me, I thought it was a little bit clickbaity. Is what I thought.
Yeah, because it seems like a clickbait article.
It does. It seems like something...
Which is why you have to disguise actual scholarly articles with clickbaity type of titles.
Right. And then I saw that it was a piece in The Atlantic, and I was like, oh no, this isn't going to be clickbait. This is going to be something that, has actually got some substance to it. Because at first, when you sent it to me, I was like, oh, we're not going to get to that. Like, why are we going to dive into that story today? And then... You open up the article and you start reading and you're like, oh yeah, this is really important stuff, and this is something that we need to be talking about.
It's relevant to everybody.
Yeah.
And it's not, I dare I say, this is a nonpartisan issue I would have to think about. And although we talk about partisan politics with this piece, it's a nonpartisan issue because it's affecting
It affects
both
everyone.
Sides.
All people. Everyone is involved in this.
This is why the past 10 years of American life have been uniquely stupid. We're not going to read the whole thing. I've highlighted a bunch of stuff here, but we're going to get to those. This is by Jonathan Haidt, H-A-I-D-T, and it was published on the 11th. So the premise of the story, the thing that you need to understand is if you remember the Tower of Babel, the story of the Tower of Babel, real quickly, the summation of it is basically, tech was advanced and humankind was advanced back in ancient civilization, the ancient times of the Bible, right? And they were all speaking the same language all the time. And they made huge technological advancements, like building a giant tower that they were trying to reach God.
Right. It was a tower that was built in order to touch the heavens, essentially, is basically what the Tower of Babel was.
Yeah. And they were getting so close, and God was like, well, this is too easy for them. And
well, it was hubris. They thought that they were probably, Brian, in all honesty, how tall do you think the Tower of Babel actually was? A couple hundred feet tall?
Well, it's probably taller than any structure they had ever built.
Probably, but I'm saying in reality, like in relation to what we know today to be a tall building, yeah. I would imagine it wasn't that tall. And so the story goes that hubris, God was upset with humans' hubris and struck down the tower, and there was the fall of Babel.
Yeah, but they all, beforehand, they were speaking the same language, and mm-hmm. now, afterwards, everybody building the tower spoke a different language. It was the scattering of humankind and pretty much went into the darkness. And that analogy is what is being used with social media.
Right.
Reading
from the piece, the story of Babel is the best metaphor I have found for what happened to America in the 2010s and for the fractured country we now inhabit. Something went terribly wrong, very suddenly. We are disoriented, unable to speak the same language or recognize the same truth. We are cut off from one another and from the past.
Now, think of it this way. There's another analogy as well that accompanies this very well, and I think we should keep these in mind when we're going through this the sections of this piece, mm-hmm. because it references a lot of it. The other analogy is that media was like a mirror. You know, for the longest time, you see also shared on social media was Walter Cronkite,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they like, there was one dude that you listened to, and that's the trusted source for news, and that's where you got it from. And that was the mirror up to society that everybody looked at. Well, with social media, they basically shattered the mirror, and then everybody looks at all their own fragment. You know what I mean? So they only see themselves and not necessarily humanity writ large. Now, there's advantages and disadvantages to that, but, you know, in general, we now only see our own reflection rather than the reflection of everybody else.
Yeah.
So those are the two things to keep in mind when we're talking about this. But I want to talk about what the impact to democracy.
Mm-hmm.
That this has, because as we all know and as we lament all the time, it's not easy being on social media talking about talking about politics. It's not easy being actually speaking to politics, because we have a couple of conservative callers that actually I enjoy listening to, but there's a bunch of people that just troll or just come on and call and say rah, 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 and then it's a waste of time and energy for everybody, and it doesn't really come down to discourse, and there's no discussion there. You know, so reading from this piece a little bit further down, it's not just a waste of time and the scarce attention that matters. It's the continual chipping away of trust. An autocracy can deploy propaganda or use fear to motivate the behaviors it desires, but a democracy depends on widely internalized acceptance of the legitimacy of rules, norms, and institutions. We're all on the same page, right? Blind and irrevocable trust in any particular individual and organization is never warranted. But when citizens lose trust in elected leaders, health authorities, the courts, the police, universities, and the integrity of elections, then every decision becomes contested. Every election becomes a life and death struggle to save the country from the other side. The most recent Edelman Trust Barometer, an international measure of citizens' trust in government, business, media, and non-governmental organizations, showed stable and competent autocracies, China and the UAE, at the top of the list, while contentious democracies such as the U.S., the U.K., Spain, and South Korea are scored near the bottom, albeit above Russia, right? This is just measuring the trust that people have in their own institutions.
Yeah.
Recent academic studies suggest that social media is indeed corrosive to trust in governments, news media, and people and institutions in general. All right? A working paper that offers the most comprehensive review of the research led by social scientists concludes that the large majority of reported associations between digital media use and trust appear to be detrimental for democracy. Now, the literature here is complex. Some studies showed benefits, particularly in less developed democracies. But the review found that, on balance, social media amplifies political polarization, foments populism, especially right-wing populism, and is associated with the spread of misinformation. And here's the kicker here on this, okay? when people lose trust in institutions, they lose trust in the stories told by those institutions. That's particularly true of the institutions entrusted with the education of children. History curricula have often caused political controversy, but Facebook and Twitter made it possible for parents to become outraged every day over a new snippet from their children's history lessons and math lessons and literature lessons and any new pedagogical shifts anywhere in the country. The motives of teachers and administrators come into question, and overreaching laws or curricular reforms sometimes follow, dumbing down education and reducing trust in it further. One result is that young people educated in the post-Babel era are less likely to arrive at a coherent story of who we are as a people and less likely to share any such story with those who attended different schools or who were educated in a different decade.
Yeah, and it's pretty fascinating, Brian, because this deep dive analysis of where we are as a society is you can come up with some real examples of where we are right now and taking these concepts of not being able to agree upon a shared reality, of a belief that elections were stolen. When we know we've litigated, it's been litigated through the courts and these institutions that for generations we've looked upon to trust, to tell us that this is what, as the arbiters. And you've got one side that is just completely against accepting that reality, and they fabricated their own reality. And it's really hard because we also know, Brian, that this isn't just a Republican thing, though.
No, this is a Democratic issue as well.
Right. Democrats also form their own realities that maybe aren't necessarily the mainstream. And it's what you hear all the time when you say Twitter isn't real life or Facebook isn't real life. The outrage that you see on these institutions, the social media that is a part of this fracture is not reality, because just because you put out your views out there, either Democrat or Republican, liberal or conservative, out on social media doesn't mean that the sensationalism that you get through those sites is real life.
Yeah, and we talk about narrative as the basis for our show here, mm-hmm. and the people on the other side aren't listening to the moderate narrative. They're getting the crazy narrative from the left, and we're getting the crazy narrative from the right, and that's how the algorithms work. But by the way, the schedule works like this. We're going to break right now, so you can give us a call, 844-967-2789. We will talk to you on the other side. We're going to get into this a little bit more.
This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.